Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
A doctor moving to Israel. Well, it could be potentially just a little bit challenging. Dr. Gillan Nussbaum is a doctor specializing in emergency medicine at Asuta Hospital and who made Aliyah approximately, a few years ago, having experienced the healthcare systems of the different countries. We wanted to get her perspective on the realities of practicing medicine in Israel. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're well.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how long have you been practicing in Israel for?
I've been practicing medicine in Israel almost from immediately after we made Aliyah, which was 9.5 years ago in January 2017.
Did you practice here in South Africa beforehand?
Yes, I did. I worked in South Africa for almost 10 years before we met.
Okay, so it's actually quite interesting because then it's almost half your professional life was here and then the other half there. How different is it? What is the most strikingly different thing?
So the huge striking difference for me, and in South Africa, I worked generally within the public healthcare system. I know in South Africa that's very dichotomous between public versus private. And working in the public healthcare system in South Africa versus the united healthcare system that we have here in Israel, the main difference for me is just the resource and the settings available. The fact that in Israel, every life is worth something. It doesn't matter what your socioeconomic background is. It doesn't matter what insurance policies you have. Everybody gets exactly what they need through the National Healthcare Fund. And it's been amazing to work in and a privilege to work in a system where we have what we need in order to perform medicine and treat people properly.
That's so interesting because people often talk about socialized medicine as very, very problematic. But really what you're saying there is provided you have access to resources, then it uplifts the value of every single life. Whereas here, unfortunately, and it's not to say that life has lesser value, but in a practical sense, if you're not given the same level of healthcare, that's the message.
Right, exactly. In Israel, in socialized medicine, everybody has the same basic level of health insurance, or what we call kupat cholim. And within that system, everybody gets access to what they need. Yes, sometimes you need to be a little bit patient because things do take time. There's no such thing as needing an outpatient investigation and being able to book it for later the next day as soon as you have authorization from your medical aid. You sometimes have to wait weeks to even months to get outpatient resources. But at the same time, when it comes down to it and you really need something in an emergent situation, which is the kind of framework that I work in, then what you need is right available to you in real time. So it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from.
So that must be quite difficult, for example, for South Africans going to live in Israel, where we are very reliant on our networks, on our private medical care. And as you've said, you know, you need a doctor. Well, somebody's going to know somebody who can fit you in tomorrow afternoon versus in Israel where everybody is pretty much the same.
Yeah, I do think a lot of South Africans find the system very frustrating initially. The added frustration is that it's also in a different language, which is a daily challenge to any ole. But at the same time, you also need to take into account that people are not spending up to a third or a half even of their monthly income on medical insurance. Everybody gets the standard insurance at the same price, regardless of who you are and what you earn. So it leaves room within your monthly finances to spend that money elsewhere rather than having to set it aside for health insurance.
How difficult was it for you as a medical professional moving from one system to another? I guess because you were in the public health system in South Africa, it probably was a bit easier than somebody that is going from a fully private practice here to the system there. Give me your thoughts on that.
So there are a number of challenges. The biggest thing is that in Israel, there is not much scope currently for what everybody knows as the standard South African GP.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors in Israel are generally all specialists. So in South Africa, where after your internship and community service, you can hang up a sign on your door saying that you're a family doctor, in Israel, that's not so viable. I had not specialized in South Africa. I worked in the public healthcare sector in different fields of emergency medicine, but I had never formally completed what in Israel they call a residency. And I chose to do residency here. And I specialized here, which was challenging, but doable.
Yes.
But then also other aspects is that you need to be very, very organized. There's a lot of paperwork that needs to be done. When I made Aliyah, it was before the current collaboration that is amazing between Nefesh B'Nefesh and Telfed with the International Medical Aliyah Program, where they really help with translation of documents, submission of documents to the health ministry, transition of licensing to an Israeli medical license. I had to figure all of that out on my own, which took a lot of organizational skill. But it wasn't impossible. It was I managed to get it all done relatively smoothly and quickly. And then as soon as I got to Israel, I managed to get a job and start working. In Israel, they like South African doctors. They realize that we come with vast knowledge and experience that is not accessible to any other place in the world. So I've never really met a South African doctor in Israel who has not been able to find work in an area that interests them.
Absolutely, absolutely fascinating. So before I let you go, any medical South African medical professionals who are listening and are thinking and considering making Aliyah, what would you say the top bits of advice to them would be?
In terms of anybody making Aliyah, not only doctors, it's just be very organized. Ask all of the questions. There's no such thing as too much information. Being forewarned is forearmed, so you can't be surprised by anything along the lines when you suddenly need an extra piece of paper or an extra set of documentation. And in terms of specifically within the medical community, be prepared for it to be challenging, be prepared for it to be difficult. The system works in Hebrew, so even if you don't come with amazing Hebrew, it takes time and dedication to work on it and develop good Hebrew. And also, most importantly, is be prepared to take a few steps back in your career in order to take many steps forward. It takes time and it takes patience and it takes work, but it's definitely doable to build a very successful, rewarding medical career in Israel.
That is where we leave it. Very, very sound advice indeed, Gillian Nussbaum. Thank you for sharing that experience with us.